USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of structures have been destroyed by a fast-moving wildfire in California's Sonoma County. More than 1,000 firefighters are battling the Kincaid Fire. It broke out on Wednesday night, quickly spreading because of the high winds. Cal Fire's latest numbers show that it's consumed 16,000 acres, but it's only 5% contained. A one-time ally of President Trump's who's become more and more outspoken about his decisions is televangelist Pat Robertson, who now says Trump's troop pullout from Syria is like Neville Chamberlain's appeasement of Hitler, and it won't end well, says Robertson.
I promise you, as I'm sitting here right now, Russia is going to come against us, Turkey's going to come against us, China's going to come against us.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Chicago public school students missing day 7 of classes because of a teacher's strike. Union Chief of Staff Jennifer Johnson says she's still hoping the teachers will be back at the classrooms by Monday after a pretty good day at the bargaining table yesterday.
We're still working through our conversations around some of the key issues like class size and staffing, like pay for our experienced educators, like paraprofessional pay. And then there's still lots of little details.
The late U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings about to be laid to rest in Baltimore this morning. The Democrat died last Thursday at 68 from complications from longstanding health issues. The funeral in Baltimore comes after visitors poured into the U.S. Capitol yesterday to pay their respects to the lawmaker and civil rights activist who was the first African-American to ever lie in state at the Capitol. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Vice President Mike Pence takes a swipe at the NBA. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out about the NBA's relationship with China.
When American corporations, professional sports, pro athletes embrace censorship, it's not just wrong, it's un-American.
Speaking at an event in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the vice president didn't stop there.
Some of the NBA's biggest players and owners who routinely exercise their freedom to criticize this country lose their voices when it comes to the freedom and rights of the people of China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, a new national poll out finds one of the Democrats running for president, who's been ahead in many recent surveys, again losing ground. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
In the latest Quinnipiac University national poll, it finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% support to Joe Biden with 21% now. The university polling analyst is Mary Snow, and she explains...
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. She actually was down slightly from last week's poll. What it reflects is a 6-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
The poll leaves Bernie Sanders at 15%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.